Locked On Lions, the post-game pod of Locked On Podcast and Network. Matt Derry with you on this Sunday, December 20th. In a Monday, December 21st, no surprise today, the Lions go down to Tennessee, faced a very good Titans team atop the AFC South. And about what we thought, Tennessee wins 46-25 as the Lions defense, no match for Derrick Henry, Ryan Tannehill and company. We'll break this one down for you. We will hand out some game balls a little bit later on. And I got to play a little game of compare and contrast between the 08 Lions, arguably the worst team to ever play in the NFL, and the 2020 Detroit Lions when it comes to defense, because it's ugly. It's not pretty at all. Locked On Lions, the post-game pod today, brought to you by our friends at Pepsi, made for football watching. Thanks to a lack of natural athleticism or commitment or overbearing sports parents, fewer than 1% of 1% of 1% of people will ever play pro football. But instead of entering the NFL, they've joined another league, and that is the League of Football Watchers. This football season will be different, and Pepsi is here to get you ready for game day no matter how you watch. Pepsi, the refreshment you need to power through any game day, because Pepsi isn't made for those who play the game. It's made for those who watch it. Pepsi, made for football watching. Right, so a lot of storylines today is the Lions pretty much playing out the string. They are now officially, by the way, eliminated from playoff contention. It's over. They are now 5-9 after losing today 46-25 to the Titans. Big question was going to be whether or not Matthew Stafford was going to play today with the rib cartilage injury and the damage that he has to his thumb. And nobody's ever said Matthew Stafford wasn't a warrior or wasn't tough as nails. We've heard that 1,000 times. Stafford played most of the game today. And he played well, actually. 22 out of 32 for 252, touchdown pass, and a passer rating of 102.6. Matthew Stafford is the least of the Lions' problems. He stood in there today, got good protection from his kind of makeshift offensive line. Vitae was back, then got hurt again. Joe Dahl had to play center for Frank Ragnow, who was a fractured throat. So actually, from a pass-blocking perspective, the O-line wasn't bad. Stafford made some nice throws. There were some beauties that he threw into traffic. One pass to Cephas that was really nice. A few to Marvin Jones. Marvin had a big day today with 10 catches for 112 yards and a touchdown. But again, the bottom line is it doesn't matter what Matthew Stafford does or DeAndre Swift does. There was the fumble at the goal line. The Lions defense cannot stop anybody. Anybody. So today, when you look at a very high-powered Tennessee offense that has a stud quarterback, a stud running back, a stud wide receiver, an A.J. Brown, very good group of tight ends, it's going to be a long day for this defense, no matter whom the Lions play, but especially against a team like Tennessee at home, all right, that possesses the NFL's leading rusher in King Derrick Henry, an MVP-type candidate in Ryan Tannehill, like I said, and the Lions defense blows. They're horrible. They're absolutely horrible. And from the get-go today, Tennessee got the football, marched all the way down the field, and got a Derrick Henry touchdown. Lions responded, marching down the field and getting a touchdown of their own. So it looked good. Stafford hit Marvin Jones. You're thinking, all right, this game might go back and forth. But the Lions just couldn't stop Tennessee. And other than a Romeo Okwara leaping over the left tackle that tried to chip block him and getting a safety, the defense didn't make any plays today. All right, Derrick Henry got taken out of this game late because there was no reason to keep him in, or else he probably would have run for 200 yards. Something called Darrington Evans came in and ran for 30 yards. Tannehill had a couple of touchdown runs. Derrick Henry, a buck 47 on the ground on 24 carries, an average of 6.1 a carry and a touchdown. Wasn't mind-blowing numbers, but again, they didn't need him to do that. The Lions couldn't get any pass rush on Tannehill other than the Okwara sack. That was all the Lions had as far as pressure goes. And again, whether it was Corey Davis beating Daron Harmon on that bomb play, A.J. Brown making plays, Jonnu Smith, Evans caught a touchdown pass late in the game. Tennessee did whatever they wanted to do offensively today. All right, they could do no wrong. They had 463 total yards against this hapless Lions defense. It is the fourth game this season that the Detroit Lions defense has given up 40-plus points to an opponent. And just for a little perspective here, All right. In 2008, the Lions defense allowed 40 plus points three times. This year, it's four times. In 2008, when the Lions went 0-16, that defense gave up 35 points five times. This year, five times. 30 plus points in 08, 11 times. This year, eight. It's not that dissimilar. There's still two more to go against Tom Brady and the Bucs, and then Kirk Cousins and the Vikings. This team's giving up 401.4 yards a game to the opponent. That's only 3 yards less than the 08 team gave up. So we could sit here and dissect this game, or we could talk about Stafford and, oh my God, he played through this pain. And yeah, he did. But the bottom line is they don't have anybody on this defense worth a damn. Nobody. Like Romeo Okwara has had a really good year. He's got 8 sacks. He's a free agent. Are you going to break the bank to bring him back? He's fine. Does a nice job. He's a pretty good football player. But there's nothing else. This linebacking core is one of the worst I've ever seen. Ever seen. They can't guard tight ends. They can't guard running backs coming out of the backfield. They miss tackles. All right. And I know that the point of attack and the D-line is banged up. And there were plenty of guys injured today for this Lions team. Heck, they put Deshaun Hand on injured reserve the other day. But this linebacking core is god-awful. And it seems to be this narrative by the fans that, you can't trade Matthew Stafford. You can't get rid of Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford's all you have. And I do understand that. I get it. All right, I totally, completely understand. Yes, if you get rid of Matthew Stafford, you are starting over. You're going to have to start over. You're going to have to get and accumulate as many draft picks as possible because the defense needs a gigantic overhaul. It needs to be bludgeoned. You can't bring back these same defensive linemen. You can't bring back the same group of linebackers. You can't bring back this secondary. It's terrible. Complain about the linebackers all the time. What about the safeties? I know Pro Football Focus likes Daron Harmon. Did you watch him today on that Corey Davis 75-yard touchdown pass? He had turned around 50 times. The safeties suck. Jayron Kearse is a special teams player. He's a special teams player at best. In Minnesota, he never saw the field unless they had no one else. The Lions, he's out there all the time. Jelani Tavai can't play. Jared Davis can't play. They can't play. Reggie Ragland stinks. If he were any good, Kansas City would have kept him. I mean, this just goes on and on. Locked On Lions brought to you by our friends at 1010. Now you may have read about this in the New York Times or Forbes, and we're excited to tell you about it. 1010 is an exclusive collection of 10 one-of-a-kind engagement rings designed by 10 of the most distinctive designers working today. Using only diamonds responsibly sourced from Botswana, 10 design masters have each produced a uniquely beautiful commitment ring, launching exclusively on January 18th at BlueNile.com. And when they're gone, folks, they are gone. We all know that the diamond engagement ring, it's iconic. It's a timeless expression of the deepest commitment between two people. And with 1010, it's been beautifully re-envisioned in the hands of 10 modern designers working exclusively with sustainably sourced diamonds. If you're making 2021 plans or looking for a unique or meaningful way to celebrate Valentine's Day, you're definitely going to want to check this out. Again, this exciting limited edition collection of diamond engagement rings launches on January the 18th, and you can preview it exclusively at BlueNile.com. All right, post-game pod, Matt Derry with you. Tennessee Titans tops in the AFC South, tied with the Colts. Both teams won today. 46-25 winners over the Lions. The Lions officially eliminated from the playoffs. Like there was really any doubt about it. Daryl Bevell, they're playing hard for him. Made some nice calls today. I like the offensive play calling early again. First 15 plays scripted. I like the reverse to Agnew. I hated the Hockenson inside handoff. I like the fake punt idea. But again, I mean, the offense is fine. They do a nice job, but they can't do enough to overcome this pathetic defense. 14-7 at the end of one. At the half, it was 24-15 Tennessee. End of three, the Lions had it down to six at 24-18. But again, couldn't get any stops after that. Tannehill, a touchdown run. A.J. Brown, a TD catch. DeAndre Swift had a touchdown run after a fumble earlier. I love the fact that Bevel stuck with DeAndre and gave him the football again a bunch. And then, like I said, Darrington Evans, a touchdown catch. 46-25, Tennessee. They rack up 463 yards of total offense. Lions had the three turnovers today, which didn't help. One at the end of the game was a Chase Daniel interception as they took Matthew Stafford out of the game, which was smart. Or if he wants out, all of those things. That's not the question. The question is you may have to move him because, number one, he may want to leave and go to a winner and get to a contender. And two, this thing's going to take a while to rebuild. This is a teardown now, folks. And don't tell me, well, if they get Trey Flowers back healthy and they re-sign Okwara, come on now. Trey Flowers is not that big of an impact player. You know, Jamie Collins is a high-priced linebacker. I mean, he's decent, but there's nobody on that defense that you can say is this big difference maker. And it's a big problem. This team came in 29th in the league defensively today. I told you the comparisons with 08. They've given up 40 points four times. It's brutal. And like I said, Daryl Bevel is doing all he can as an interim coach. But what this was, this Picasso that was painted by Bob Quinn and Matt Patricia, it's gross. It's gross. And remember, you're going to be losing some free agents this year or going into next year. There's no guarantees Kenny Galladay's back. He said this week he's loyal and wants to come back. There's no guarantees. Marvin Jones is going to be gone. He's been your best offensive player the second half of the year. You know, Danny Amendola is going to be gone. I like Hockenson. I like Swift. Give DeAndre Swift credit today. Huge fumble at the goal line. But got right back out there, scored a couple of touchdowns, made some plays. 15 carries, 67 yards, two touchdowns. That's the mark of a guy that has his players' respect, a guy like Daryl Bevel, in putting Swift right back out there to play. That I liked. But, you know, if you can't stop anybody, you're not going to win any football games. They can't stop anybody. And Adam Archuleta on the CBS broadcast today, he was stunned at how out of position Jelani Tavai was all day. And how, you know, even on the touchdown pass with A.J. Brown, Jared Davis had him at the goal line. Couldn't wrap him up. It was like there was glue, green slime or Vaseline all over Jared Davis. But you can't expect Jared Davis to guard A.J. Brown, number one. And number two, Jared Davis couldn't guard Doo-Doo Brown, the brand new brother in town. For all you 90s and maybe, let me think it was the 90s hip hop fans. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-brown. You know what I'm talking about. All right, game balls. In a minute, I want to give those out. Love me some game balls. There were a few today. Are we ready for some football? Yes, college football bowl season's coming up, albeit they screwed Indiana out of a big bowl game. And there's some big matchups coming up. NFL regular season's finishing up with the playoff picture becoming clear. There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust, and that is to put money down at betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Seriously, 4 o'clock games. The Sunday nighter here with Browns and Giants. The Monday night game tomorrow. All right, don't sit on the sidelines anymore. Get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sports book experts. All right, a few game balls to hand out today in this 46-25 Lions loss at the hands of the Tennessee Titans. Big day for Derrick Henry again with a buck 47 on the ground. Ryan Tannehill, by the way, had a passer rating today against the Lions of 145.8. Woo-hoo! 145.8. Threw for 273 and 3 tutties today. Matthew Stafford gets a game ball. What can you say? Played through pain. Had a good day. Passer rating over 100. He gets one. I'm giving another game ball to DeAndre Swift because he didn't hang his head after that goal line fumble. Came back, scored a couple of touchdowns, played well. Marvin Jones, absolutely. 10 catches, 112 yards, and a touchdown. All class, good football player. Marvin Jones gets a game ball. My game balls on defense? None. I should give a game ball to that Alex Myers guy who got ransacked on the stiff arm by Derrick Henry. That poor kid. I didn't even know who he was. I didn't even know he was on the team. It's like 43. Who's that? Oh, he just got pimp slapped in the face. Defense, no game balls. None. Matt Prater had a 53-yarder. I don't know if I'm going to give him a game ball because he missed the extra point earlier in the game. Follow me on Twitter at Derry Speaks, at Locked On Lions, the Matt Derry Facebook fan page as well. Coming up this week, more fun and frivolity. We'll have the Locked On crossover on Thursday. Lions will play at 1 o'clock on Saturday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers at Ford Field. Tampa Bay today came from behind to knock off the Falcons 31-27. They were down big early, like 24-7, and came back and won. So Tom Brady comes to Ford Field next week. That should be interesting. Lions lose 46-25. Detroit now 5-9. We'll talk to you again tomorrow.